This is TWiT.
Today, health insurer CareFirst disclosed a data breach that may have affected up to 1.1 million customers, according to the New York Times. CareFirst is located in Maryland and serves the Washington, D.C. area. They disclosed the attack that happened last June and said that hackers gained access to customer names, email addresses, and birth dates, but not medical records or social security numbers. In a related story, a report today by the Pew Research Center will surprise absolutely no one. It found that Americans have very little confidence that the government or agencies that collect information from them can keep that information private and secure. In fact, only 6% of adults say they are very confident that government agencies can keep their records private and secure. An inside source passed on the rumor to TechCrunch that smartwatch maker Pebble is in trouble. The company has $18 million in the bank, but recently turned to a Silicon Valley bank for a $5 million loan and a $5 million line of credit. Meanwhile, I have yet to receive my Pebble watch, and I have a sinking feeling that it's not going to live up to the love I have for this guy. And speaking of this Apple Watch, 9to5 Mac reports that Apple will begin to start selling bands in limited quantities in their stores as early as this week. This news comes on the heels of yesterday's announcement by Tim Cook that the Apple Watch will be available in stores by June. One hopes that those of you still waiting for the watch you ordered weeks ago will get yours before then. And finally, Engadget pointed us to a story about a teen in Idaho who's been charged with a felony for a distributed denial of service attack that took down his entire school district's network. Now, some teenage hackers are sometimes seen as heroes, but I have a feeling this one might not be seen as such from his peers. The DDoS attack not only caused the school district's internet access to go down, but also resulted in some students having to take the state standardized test multiple times, when once is probably too many. Also, the student allegedly paid someone to take down the network. He did not even do it himself.